House Bill 1080, an act to provide for notification to the petitioner when an ex parte protection order is served.
House Bill 1080, having received the second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Good afternoon, Representative Marshall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. House Bill 1080 it does exactly what it says it does. What it is doing now, presently there is no requirement for notice to the petitioner in a temporary protection order. What 1080 does is require such notification. However, it is not to place a burden on law enforcement. It does require that the petitioner notify law enforcement as to how they can be notified, either by telephone number or an address. And once that is done, law enforcement will in fact let them know when that protection order has been served. The last sentence allows for immunity for law enforcement when they have made a good faith attempt to notify the petitioner. There is an amendment forthcoming, and it is considered friendly. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Further remarks on House Bill 1080. Representative Torno.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am rising to offer an amendment. It's 1080 JA, as in JET, acceptable. And I have distributed a copy of that amendment, both up front and to the members. And I would move the amendment at this time.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on the motion to amend, and I'll grant you the latitude, sir, to speak to the bill as well.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As Representative Marshall just mentioned, I view this as a friendly amendment to the bill, and really it's just an amendment for further clarification and or protection for potential lawsuit purposes for those men and women within our law enforcement agencies to be protected when they do in fact make that good faith effort to try to notify the affected person about the service of the order. So prior to this amendment, it simply talked about the law enforcement agency was immune, and this all says, and any officer of that law enforcement agency would similarly be immune in case someone chose to try to bring an action against both the law enforcement agency and the officers in their individual capacity. So with that, I would urge your support of the amendment, again, 1080 JA. Thanks.
Thank you. Further remarks on Representative Torno's motion to amend Mark 1080 JA. Hearing no further remarks, all those in favor of the motion to amend Mark 1080 JA signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. 1080 is so amended. Further remarks on House Bill 1080 as amended. Hearing none, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1080 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will please proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1080 as amended.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, excused 1.
House Bill 1080, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.